let me take an email from a fellow who says, Ryan, I'm a 16-year-old teenage boy who is bisexual. I would appreciate to keep this as anonymous as possible, okay? A few years ago, I realized I was bisexual. Fellow students in my school either know or are assuming this, and I regret saying anything, as with everything with me, I get mocked over my sexuality. I struggle to make friends with guys in school and outside, as they see me as not the norm. Now, I love my sport. I really do love it. I'm into everything from soccer to GAA to cricket to snooker. I've always got on better with girls through my life, and I have one friend here in Cork who knows me better than my parents. We are that close. I have a lot of friends in England, thanks to Twitter. I plan on moving out of Cork within a few years. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that as a result of all of the above, my confidence isn't as good as others. I'm aware there is an LGBT group in Cork, but I just can't go there because, one, I don't care, feel I can make myself go in there with people seeing me and judging me. And two, I haven't told my parents. I'm a very private person. I was wondering if there was any chance you could help find someone who would appreciate me for who I am and would like to be with me. So do you think you could ask your lovely listeners for advice or anyone who is in the same situation as me? I know this isn't a matchmaking dating show or anything like that, but I think it's my only hope. I go back to school next week, so would love if you could read this out soon. I'd appreciate it if you keep this anonymous. Kyle. Okay. Well, look, this is not an area I'm familiar with, other than through work and talking to people. But you seem like a particularly smart young fella, and you just want to sort stuff out. I would say to you, you are very young. You're 16. You don't particularly need a boyfriend or a girlfriend yet. If you feel the need, absolutely. But just in terms of going to the LGBT group, is there an age limit on who goes there? I would imagine not. And so you don't feel you can go there without people seeing and judging. No one's going to judge you going in there. You're among your own, young friends. So I'd go there for starters and get over that nervousness if you can. And I haven't told my parents, but, well, you can hold off that, I think, for the moment. Go in there and see how you feel. So they'll look after you and they'll put you in the direction of people that you can talk to. And maybe within all of that social circle, you might find somebody that you'd like to talk to and maybe hang out with and maybe even date. So and then someday you can sit down with your folks maybe and see how they roll with that. That won't be an easy conversation, but you might be surprised. It might be nicer and more pleasant than you think, in the sense that if your folks are good mum and dad, as I presume they are, they're going to love you regardless of what you are, where you are, who you are with. All they see is their boy, and their boy is loved. So think of it that way. Hopefully they're warm and kind people and they will treat you with the respect you deserve, okay? So thanks for the email is the most important thing. And go and do a few of those things that I've been saying and get back to us and let us know how you're doing. And keep in touch with us. And then if anyone else wants to get involved in that conversation and suggest what they did when they were a little bit younger, they can text us too on 51552, and that might be very helpful indeed. Right, so the phone line's at 11 minutes to 10 o'clock. Kate, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very, very good. What part of the world are you in?
I'm in Sligo right now, sitting on the side of the road.
Not physically, I'm sitting on the side of the road. You're in a car.
No, in my car.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were either hitchhiking or begging. But you're doing neither. Is it grey and dark where you are?
It was grey and dark, but actually there's a bit of sun breaking through. It's kind of nice.
Send it through, please. Yeah. Send it all the way down.
Okay. You've had way more sun than we've had this summer.
Are we having a sun off now?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. What about this young man who emailed me was about being bisexual at 16? He's a little lacking in direction. So what, can you help him?
Well, I mean, I don't work for any organisation, but when I came out when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most fearful things that I did was go and stand outside. There used to be, I'm from Dublin, and there used to be the youth group was in the outhouse, which was on St. William Street when I was 16. And I for 3 weeks, I stood outside and didn't go in.
Yeah.
And then I eventually went in and up the steps, and it was the best thing I ever did. I was afraid of people seeing me. I was afraid of, when I got in there, not being a part of it. But the people that I met and suddenly began to belong, and that's where I bring in, there's a group called Belong To who do amazing work across the country.
Yeah.
And that young man, in Cork, he should look up Belong To. He should also look up the other place in Cork. I know he's aware of there being a youth group. The youth group, I've been in there when the youth group, I've met some of the youth group members because I used to live in Cork.
Okay.
And it's a brilliant service. And, you know, in terms of being 16 and being out there and doing your sport and being into everything that's mainstream, you just want to find people that are like-minded and not feel alone. And that letter sounded like he feels very alone in his head. Joining the youth group is the best thing. Because, or even just going and seeing if it is for him, he'll probably make one contact, one friend out of it. And that person will, you know, you empower yourself that way then.
You are exactly who I needed to talk to this morning on this subject. You're exactly who I was hoping would call in, and because you're telling the story that this guy is going through, which is excellent. And your description of standing outside the building for 3 weeks going, will anyone see me? Or even if I get in there, will I still be an outsider? That's what I would imagine this fella's fears are.
Yeah, because when you're 16, you've got the whole world of the stereotypes as well. And if you don't fit into the stereotypes that are fed to us through the mainstream, then you don't know where you're going to go.
What stereotypes?
Well, for example, like I'm not obviously a guy, I can't talk from a guy's perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
But from a guy's perspective, you know, there's only one or two kind of images of gay men or bisexual men fed through the media.
And what are they?
And if you don't, well, a lot of them are quite camp, which is brilliant, but there's very little of the more butcher side. And the same with women. The lesbian stereotype that is fed through is of very femme lesbians, mm-hmm. and there's no empowerment for butch lesbians or for more masculine women. And if you don't fit into any of those stereotypes, then you can feel like, is my sexuality wrong? Where do I fit in? What works for me?
Because I don't look like
the hodgepodge.
Right. So I don't look like the camp guy that on TV or the camp guys.
Exactly.
I don't look like the butch woman that seems to be on TV to represent my sexuality every time I turn on the television.
Exactly.
Okay.
And at 16, you're craving to fit into somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, really and truly, and anyone who is listening who's young or old, go and if you're questioning, there's loads and loads and loads of groups out there. But Belong To is particularly brilliant.
You were 16 when you came out, which is how many years ago?
Oh, that's a long time ago now. It's 18 years ago.
Or 18 years
ago.
I'm just trying to put a context on how it went down at home.
At home? Well, yeah. I was more fearful about telling my mum. My parents were split up.
Okay.
And I was more fearful about telling my mum, mainly because, you know, it was back in the 90s and it was still, you know, very taboo. I think, I don't know what it's like to be a teenager in this state right now.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that it's still somewhat taboo. And I think when I went to tell my mum, I had been going to the youth group for about 6 months beforehand.
Yeah.
And my mum had an inkling. And when I told her, her reaction was actually great. And it was totally different to what I expected her reaction to be.
Why were you so concerned about telling your mum?
At the time, I was concerned that she would be disappointed in me.
Okay.
I was concerned that she would be upset or ashamed. And she wasn't any of those things.
No.
The only thing that she was upset about was that from her perspective, was that she was worried that life might be harder for me.
Okay,
and so it hasn't been.
It was a lovely maternal reaction that I was kind of suggesting that the fella that wrote in might get as well from his folks that he's
well,
he's,
I think...
Go on.
Like, I don't know... I don't know his story, I don't know his parents, but I think most people, you know, at the end of the day, it's your child, and mm-hmm. when you're 16, the worries of the world are in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, going to the youth group and meeting people who have similar stories to you of a similar age will actually help you choose whether you're going to tell your parents or not and when you're going to tell them.
I'm curious,
and have support.
I'm curious to know about your take, just because you're just veering off the point a little bit. You talk about stereotypes and the butch lesbian and the camp gay guy. And what do you think of the Rose Tralee coming out?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I know, like for me, I think it's fantastic because it's all taking a step in the direction of, I suppose it's clearer that people aren't so fearful. That's the thing. Some people are fearful of things and people that they don't understand or don't know about. And the Rose of Tralee coming out is yet another mainstream symbol, and one in which, you know, Ireland does need.
Yeah, and certainly crashes through the stereotypes.
Absolutely, yeah, which is brilliant.
Who'd have thought, you know? And the answer is, I was making the point yesterday that like down through the years, you know, statistically, the chances are there were plenty more gay roses and plenty of gay members of the rugby team or the All-Ireland hurling champions. Or, you know what I mean? Statistically. But just they don't come out, or then they're not outed, or they choose not to come out.
Well, exactly. And I mean, the thing is, like, society has changed. I see society has changed since I've come out. And it's going through an evolutionary process again. Mm. You know, it's LGBT people are not equal in the country, and hopefully that will be addressed now in the next year.
Yeah.
In some respects. And also, you know, I just want to be clear, I'm not disparaging any of the stereotypes. I am very boyish, and I love being very boyish.
Okay.
But, and I think that, you know, there's more visibility for all people, that it's
so,
not
so
just...
What is the most predominant prejudice against gay people in 2014? The most obvious pronounced prejudice that you see in a given day?
God. See, I'm going to come out with something off the cuff, and then after this phone conversation...
Well, say it for now, we'll roll with that, and you can send me an email later if you want.
The most obvious prejudice is marriage.
Yeah, that's the... And then what about the day-to-day? That's the big ticket. What about the going down to the shop stuff?
I don't receive a huge amount of prejudice, or at least I don't notice it.
Good.
So I can't speak, because I'd be making something up. But there's other people that will be receiving masses of prejudice.
Okay,
know?
So it depends. Did you say you're in Sligo now?
I am, yeah.
Sligo from Dublin. You're living in Sligo?
I am living in between Sligo and Dublin, yeah.
Okay, so you're coming and going.
Yeah.
But you're happy.
Oh, very.
As the expression says, you're happy out.
Yeah.
It works on too many levels. All right, well, listen, thanks a million for that. Belong To is where we'll send our friend to, so.
Belong To, or also look up the other place in Cork, and for women, it's Link.
Say that again, Link?
Link, yeah. L-I-N-K. L-I-N-C.
Oh, L-I-N-C, of course. Lesbians in Cork. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully that's of some assistance. It's been really nice to talk to you, Kay. Thanks for your time this morning.
You too, Ryan. Thanks.
Look after yourself. Bye for now.